W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A jury took less than 3 hours to convict disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh in the 2021 shooting deaths of his wife and son.
We've been hearing from a lot of people here at the courthouse that they anticipated that this jury would move very fast on this case. And a lot of the experts have told us that when a case goes this long, usually the jury goes much quicker. But less than 3 hours was very fast.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Southern California residents snowed in, coping with power outages, roof collapses, even baby formula shortages. President Biden keeping his cards close to his chest.
When will you announce your re-election, sir?
When I announce it.
The president asked about his 2024 plans while at the Capitol for a Senate Democratic lunch. Mississippi Senate has approved a bill restricting electric car manufacturers from opening new brick-and-mortar dealerships in the state unless they comply with the same laws traditional car makers follow. This is ABC News. A federal labor judge ordering Starbucks to reinstate 7 fired workers, reopen a shuttered Buffalo location, and to stop infringing on worker rights. National Labor Relations Board judge finding Starbucks committed egregious and widespread violations of federal law in its campaign to prevent unions. A new discovery inside one of the world's 7 wonders.
In Cairo, a hidden 30-foot-long corridor discovered close to the main entrance of the 4,500-year-old Great Pyramid of Giza. Egyptian antiquities officials saying the discovery was made under the Scanned Pyramids project that began in 2015 and has been using non-invasive technology to peer inside the structure. Officials hope this could lead to additional findings. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Good timing. A hiker on New Hampshire's Mount Washington happened to capture on video the moment a snowboarder and skier narrowly escaped an avalanche. Skier turned in another direction while the snowboarder rode the avalanche down. Andy Field, ABC News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Good evening, America, and welcome. This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn, the truth. Is on the air, and Truthfully Tonight America, I've got a great show for you. Former Senator Barbara Boxer makes a return to the program, and I got a lot to talk about because there's a lot going on in the world of politics and entertainment and everything else. So, you know, let me just start, you know, at the thing that impressed me the most this week. President Joseph Robinette Biden, who a lot of people like to refer to as Sleepy Joe and have been questioning his vigor, did, I think, one of the bravest things I've ever seen a president do. I guess Lincoln going to the front lines of the Civil War, getting shot at, was pretty brave. But I didn't see it because that was 150 years before I was born. But President Biden, in the middle of the night, got on a plane, not Air Force One, a regular military C-52. I don't know what the name of the plane was, but not Air Force One. Flew to Poland, hopped on a train, and went through a war zone into Kyiv, Ukraine, to send a message not only to the Ukrainians that we are with them, not only to the Russians that we are with the Ukrainians and you better be careful, but also to the Chinese, who are considering giving lethal aid to the Russians to aid them because they are depleting their military assets and have been depleting them in a very rapid pace over the last year that this war has been going on. That the Americans and the West are with the Ukrainians. And if you want to continue to sell us cheap electronics, which I think they do, actually, I think that China ultimately wants to expand its economy and be a partner in trade with the United States and the West, not just the United States, but Western Europe and Japan and the rest of the free world. I think China wants to do that. I think they want to be part of the global economy. I think they want to grow their middle class. But I think President Biden going to Ukraine sends a very strong message to them. We will not be happy if you do that and sanctions will follow. And some people say, well, Chris, they got 1.2 billion people in China. How can you sanction them? Aren't they sanction proof with that large of an economy? Nobody's sanction proof. Most of their wealth comes from trade. And granted, they can do a lot being isolationists if they want. But their people won't be happy, and that won't be good for Xi. And I know people say, oh, he's president for life. Nobody's really president for life if the people want to throw you out. And there are always people in the party that want to throw you out and take your job, right? So, you know, all this talk of Xi is a dictator, even Putin is a dictator. I mean, I think the people of Russia are going to get to a tipping point where he can no longer be president of Russia. He is afraid to fly on a plane now. Supposedly, he travels on an armored rail car that is disguised to look like a regular rail car. And that he is very insulated at this point. Doesn't see people. Doesn't go to the public. I don't know. It's a sad way to live. You know, he could have just left a couple of years ago. You know, he was term limited by the Russian Constitution. He decided to become the prime minister of their parliament and allow someone else to be president. And then he came back to being president after 8 years, as per Russian law. He could have just left. He has already robbed the country blind. He's already stolen billions of dollars. This is homes all over the world. Could have left, been happy. Instead, he came back to drive everybody crazy. And Joe Biden isn't taking any of that. He went there to Ukraine and he told the Russians exactly how he felt. And he told our allies exactly how we felt. And he sent a clear message to China to not get involved. And I think it's one of the bravest things a president of the United States has ever done. And you might say, well, Chris, he called the Russians to let him know he's coming. Isn't that? Yeah, he told them and said, we're coming. So, yeah, maybe the command and control doesn't shoot at Biden while he's there. But you never know what can happen in a war zone. You never know what some, you know, field commander decides to do. Maybe doesn't get the message. Maybe doesn't care that they got the message. Weighs the pros and cons of the action. No, I think what President Biden did was incredibly brave and sent an incredibly strong message to the world where we stand with Ukraine. Now, contrast that with the right wing in this country, which was losing their mind over the fact that the president was getting good press. Because let's face it, even Fox News had to cover this favorably, right? They were losing their mind and trying to compare this to some other thing, saying, why is the president going to Ukraine and not going to East Palestine, Ohio, where that horrible train derailment was? And I get it. If you are the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, making that statement, you have absolutely every right to be mad and to worry about it. But why is Josh Hawley talking about it? Because Josh Hawley wanted to get into the story. Why is Paul Gosar talking about it? Well, Paul Gosar is talking about it because he's on Putin's payroll, right? We assume, because of his backing of Russia, that he's got some sort of connection to Russia. I'm just assuming this. I don't know for sure, but that seems to be a pretty good assumption, that this guy who is constantly touting Vladimir Putin's talking points is in the bag for Vladimir Putin. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you, America, tonight. President Biden can walk and chew gum at the same time. President Biden is perfectly capable of doing two things at once. He's capable of going to Ukraine and sending a strong message and showing support for the Ukrainians in this desperate fight for freedom, and sending his people to East Palestine, Ohio, to deal with the train derailment. A train derailment that may have been prevented had these same Republicans now criticizing Biden agreed to more regulation for rail carriers like Norfolk Southern, who are responsible for this accident. Perhaps if Republicans allowed more regulation on the railway and of the chemical industry, we wouldn't have had this problem to begin with. But they have blocked it at every turn. And now they want a demagogue on it. You see, Trump went there yesterday. Trump ended the Biden-era regulations that he put in through executive order. He ended them immediately. Republicans in Congress held them up while Obama was president. But they want a demagogue. They want to say, why are we giving money to the Ukrainians? Shouldn't we be giving all of our money to the 5,000 people in East Palestine? We have a vast budget in this country. We could do multiple things. I got a better question for them, for the right wing demagoguing here. Why are we giving tax cuts to the richest people in the world? Shouldn't we be sending that money to East Palestine? See how that works? See how you can connect two things, any two things, and demagogue about it. And if everybody on the right says the same thing on the same day, it gets picked up by the press and by people like me. They all say the same thing on the same day, at the same time, and it gets picked up. And we talk about it here. Now, the president could do two things at once. He could have, in fact, the president must do two things at once, right? The president of the United States will solve more problems, make more decisions in a day than most executives will in their entire career. So to suggest that, you know, he should cancel this trip, which I'm sure took months of planning to go to Ukraine to be with President Vladimir Zelensky, I think it probably took months of planning, preparation that we couldn't even imagine, and secrecy. Oh yeah, just cancel it because a greedy corporation didn't check the brakes and rotors on their trains. Just cancel the trip because Republicans didn't want regulation, and now we have a major disaster, yet another major disaster that could have been prevented. Yeah, we should forget about democracy in Europe and let's just let Putin roll through Europe. You know, why not? Let him take over the Eastern Eight in NATO, Poland, Slovakia. Let him just roll through the Baltics. Nah, president did the right thing. We should all be proud of him. And we should all salute the president when he's out there doing foreign policy. None of this backstabbing at home. So, all right, big show tonight. Lots to talk about. Stick around. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds. Your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself. and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
The Chris Hahn Show.
I am the All right, I'm back. Hey, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It is available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Stitcher. It's everywhere. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. I will be on News Nation a lot often. And by the way, if you don't know what News Nation is, look it up. Go to NewsNation.com or just Google News Nation. And find out where you could watch it. It's a cable news channel. It's not brand new, but it's pretty new. And they're about to go 24/7 in a couple of days. Back in April, they'll be touring. But I'm on there all the time. So check me out there. And you can just check me out on Twitter and Instagram. And you could find out when I'm going to be on. And tune in, hopefully. Barbara Boxer joining me at the top of hour number two tonight. So stick around for that. She's always great when she's on the show with me. So stick around for Senator Boxer, and we'll be talking about a lot of different things once you get here. I just want to go back to this politics stopping at the water's edge. You know, it's not that long ago. I mean, it's 10, 15 years ago that the Dixie Chicks, I don't know if you remember the Dixie Chicks. So the Dixie Chicks back in the early 2000s, maybe it was 20 years, maybe 15, 18 years ago. I don't know. We were at war in Iraq, a war that probably was a war of choice. Iraq did not attack us on 9/11. He was a bad guy. We all knew he was a bad guy, but he didn't attack us on 9/11. And the Dixie Chicks were in England at a concert, and they made a minor slap at President Bush. George W. Bush. And the right wing lost their minds about it, right? Politics stops at the water's edge. Politics stops at the water's edge. That was their cry. And people started burning Dixie Chick records. And it was the end of the world. Here we have the president who, look, the power of the president to manage foreign policy is vast in our Constitution. It is a major power the president has, right? He can't declare war. Congress can declare war. But, you know, since Nixon, presidents have just started wars without Congress, right? And there are multiple ways to do that at this point, including a designation of, terrorists, the war on terror, which is probably needs to be repealed at this point. Too many people want to talk about the war on terror. We talked about this. I think I talked about it on this show at one point. How, people want to call the cartels in Mexico terrorists so that they could use the War on Terror Act to start a war in Mexico. I don't want to do that. But to hear the right wing losing it, and by the way, it's the far right wing of the Republican Party, moderate mainstream Republicans were out over the weekend supporting Ukraine, being very clear. Mitch McConnell was in Europe. He was in Munich when the president was on his way to Kyiv. And Mitch McConnell, the minority leader of the U.S. Senate, made it very clear that the war in Ukraine must be won by the Ukrainians, and we need to do everything we can to stand by them. Now, Kevin McCarthy and his radical right Congress conference in the House, they have been rattling their swords, saying that they will not give a blank check to Ukraine. And well, look, I don't think anybody should get a blank check. I'm not in favor of that at all. But there are a significant number of people in his conference that are actively opposed to supporting Ukraine and that would rather us make peace with Russia. They would rather us try to appease Putin. And we know that when you appease a bully, nothing gets done. It doesn't solve anybody's problems. The bully will continue to fight you no matter what you do. And this is a conversation I can't wait to talk to Senator Boxer about this. It's been a while since I talked to Senator Boxer. So I am perplexed at why people on the right have forgotten all the rules. See, this is the thing. They don't really have rules, right? This politics stops at the water's edge rule, which is, you know, I think is a legitimate thing that you should do. When the president's abroad dealing with a foreign crisis, you should be supporting the president. We all rallied around George W. Bush after 9/11. We all rallied around George Herbert Walker Bush after Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. And one could argue that the situation with Kuwait was not as dire as the situation with Ukraine, right? It would have made a significant disruption in oil supplies, I guess, because Saddam would have dominated more of the oil market than he already did. But allowing Putin to take Ukraine and then maybe take other states that he used to be part of the USSR would create a significant problem in Europe. And we would be heading on a crash course to World War II, III, which we may already be doing. But you need to support the president when he's abroad. It doesn't mean you can't disagree with him when he's here. It doesn't mean you can't have a policy debate about what's going on. I think, in fact, you should, particularly when it comes to using our own forces. But why people think that it's okay not to support these Ukrainians who are fighting so hard, so valiantly, fighting a fight that we should consider noble. I mean, it is a noble cause they are fighting for. This is a democracy that was trying to remove itself from the sphere of influence from the Russians and start gravitating towards NATO and the EU. And Russia is trying to keep them in their sphere, and they're trying to do it not by economic policy and offering them reasons to stay in their sphere, but by brute force, first by taking Crimea and then by trying to annex provinces in eastern Ukraine, if not destroy the entire country. And they are fighting a total war. They are not attacking military targets. They are getting nowhere attacking military targets. They are attacking the civilians of Ukraine. And we should all be appalled by that. And we should support the Ukrainians, and we should support the president when he's over there. And the fact that they're not doing it to me is just un-American, but that's just me. All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back. Oh, hello, Mr. Soul. I dropped by to pick up a reason for the thought that I've caught that my head is the event of the season. Why in crowds just a trace of my
some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life.
but knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A jury took less than 3 hours to convict disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh in the 2021 shooting deaths of his wife and son.
We've been hearing from a lot of people here at the courthouse that they anticipated that this jury would move very fast on this case. And a lot of the experts have told us that when a case goes this long, usually the jury goes much quicker. But less than 3 hours was very fast.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Southern California residents snowed in, coping with power outages, roof collapses, even baby formula shortages. President Biden keeping his cards close to his chest.
When will you announce your re-election, sir?
When I announce it.
The president asked about his 2024 plans while at the Capitol for a Senate Democratic lunch. Mississippi Senate has approved a bill restricting electric car manufacturers from opening new brick-and-mortar dealerships in the state unless they comply with the same laws traditional car makers follow. This is ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everything else you heard today, and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. I got Senator Barbara Boxer joining me at the top of the next hour, just a little bit. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcasts. And I don't know if you've heard, but I got a new product. It's called The Daily Rant, right? We call it product in the business. We call our shows products. I got a new product that I rolled out about a month ago. It's called The Daily Rant with Chris Hahn. It is on every day at noon on most of these stations. And if it's not on your stations, call your station manager and say, I want Chris Hahn. Remember the MTV commercial? I want my MTV. I want my Chris Hahn rant. I want to be yelled at for 12 minutes every day, once a day, Monday through Friday, right before the 12 noon show. Just check it out every day noon. And it's pretty damn good, I think. I've been working really hard at it. I love doing it because, look. Usually I got to wait till Thursday to rant about what's going on in my life and what's bothering me. And now I could do it every day. I just go into my office. See, this show I do in the studio, but the Daily Rant I do from my home studio. So I go into my office, I turn on my microphone and I yell into it. And people in my house go, my daughter goes, what's daddy yelling about? And my wife says, he's yelling at the world. He's yelling into the void. It's kind of how your dad makes his living. So that's one of the things I like to do. I like to yell into the void once a day for about 12 and a half minutes. So one of the things I'm yelling about, and I think you should be yelling about, I am tired of elected officials who project, right? I'm tired of these people who have hate in their lives and hate in their hearts. Mostly because of themselves or somebody who's wronged them personally, that then want to transfer that hate to the rest of us. They want the rest of us to feel what they feel. I don't like it. I don't think it's very good for America. And this week, there's a woman named Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you've heard of her. I don't know if I've mentioned her on this program before. I'm sure I have. She's kind of like, she's kind of like if, I don't know, if like, if Baloney came to life and became a member of Congress. I don't know how else to describe her, but that's how I would describe her. If like Baloney, and I'm not talking about the good Boar's Head Baloney. I'm talking about that crappy store brand bologna that you should never eat under any circumstances. If that came to life and you were forced to eat it and not sliced thin and put on bread with mustard and lettuce and, you know, so that it tastes good, but you gotta, they sliced it up into chunks and you had to eat it. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. So you may or may not know this about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's a little crazy, right? She said at one point that Jewish space lasers from space were controlling the weather. Now, if that was the case, wouldn't we have better weather here in New York? Although we have had a very warm winter. So I don't know. Maybe she's onto something. She said that once. She's made many statements supporting Nazis. She's appeared at a white supremacist rally. Democrats removed her from her committee assignments 2 years ago, but now she's on the Homeland Security Committee because she's Kevin McCarthy's, you know, bridge to the extreme right in her own party. She made a deal with Kevin McCarthy. She got her committees back. She brought along some other far right members with her. She's also going through a divorce personally. She's personally going through a divorce. And I'm not going to make fun of somebody's personal life. I feel for her that she's going through a divorce. I'm sure it's a very painful process. But this week, it dawned on me that she's actually really happy she's going through the divorce. Like, this divorce is actually making her happy. And I guess some people who get divorced, it makes them happy. There's that joke, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. I don't believe that. I like being married. But she's going through divorce and she's clearly enjoying it because she wants the rest of the country to get divorced. She made a tweet and then she went on a program, on some far right program, and talked about the need for a national divorce. Now, I want to remind you that Kevin McCarthy, the lamest speaker in the history of speakers, had the smallest victory of any Republican leader in a midterm where a Democratic president was in his first midterm. Usually they take 40, 50 seats. He didn't do that. He's got a 3-vote majority, 4-vote majority. He put her on the Homeland Security Committee. Now, how do you think a national divorce would work? First of all, it would probably lead to a civil war. Bloodshed, people dying in the streets. Brother against brother. And who gets what? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene represents the great state of Georgia. Now, great state of Georgia has a Republican legislature, which is gerrymandered to hell. And they have a Republican governor. But they have two Democratic senators and a very Democratic city in Atlanta. Now, if we separate by red states and blue states, as suggested by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who gets Georgia? Does most of Georgia go with the red states and Georgia, you know, Atlanta stays with the blue states? What about people who move there for college? Do they have to leave? Marjorie Taylor Greene also said that there should be a 5-year waiting period before you can vote if you move from a blue state to a red state. I wonder if she feels the same way about moving from a red state to a blue state. Like what, you know, because a lot of people move to New York City, right? New York City is a place, and you know, people will talk about how the state of New York is losing population. It's definitely losing population. People are leaving upstate New York and Long Island and other places, but they're not leaving New York City. New York City keeps getting bigger every year because people go to New York City because it's a place they want to be because there's things to do and opportunities in New York City. It's the greatest city in the world, and it will always be the greatest city in the world. And I've been traveling. It's still great. And I loved Rome and I loved Paris and I'm going to go to London in the spring. But I still love New York. Still my favorite place. I don't understand how a woman on the Homeland Security Committee could be out there advocating for civil war. In the old days, that would have gotten you censured. And in the old days, I mean like 5 years ago. It would have gotten you removed from your committees, or at least that committee, the committee that's responsible for protecting people. She goes on television. It's not just a tweet. And she talks about it. She's like, the differences are too great. We're tired of being bullied by them and their oppressive wokeness. Well, let me break that down for you now. This woman wants a civil war. Because some people want you to call them by their preferred pronouns. And some people have supported that. She wants a civil war over whether or not I can call you a they or not. Now, and again, I've said this before. I will call you whatever you want. I think that we have to have a better pronoun than they for people who, you know, who people who right now identify as non-binary. There's got to be a more creative word, but until we find it, they is fine by me, right? She wants to have a civil war about that, though. A civil freaking war over they. She wants a civil war because people want to teach black history. I kid you not. In Georgia, no less, where, you know, there's a pretty sizable African-American population in Georgia. AP Black History was taken away from people in Florida by Ron DeSantimonious or Meatball Head. I don't know what we're calling him now. I call him Ron the Horrible. But a civil war because of wokeness, you feel you're being bullied? How are you being bullied, Marjorie? You want a national divorce because you really like being divorced. It's worked out for you. And now you want to project that on all of us. This is no different than those people who hate gays, who turn out, you find out, are gay, right? And they should just be happy that they're gay and stop pretending to be straight. Live an honest and open life. Love who they want to love. Have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. And stop hating. Stop putting your personal problems on us. There is literally nothing that a gay person can do to you that impacts your life. What's the worst that can happen? Maybe a homosexual meets you out and gets the wrong impression and asks you to go out to dinner or something, ask you on a date, flirts with you a little bit. You can politely say, no, thank you, but I'm straight. I mean, I'm straight and I get very annoyed if I'm among homosexuals and they don't flirt with me. And now that I'm older, it never happens anymore. So nothing to worry about there. But, you know, you want to make them, you want to force them to have horrible lives because you worry they might flirt with you. You're not worried that they might flirt with you. You're worried you might like it if they flirt with you. You're worried that you might actually like it because you know you will like it. So you project your hatred of yourself onto them. And we can't be doing that in this government anymore in this country. We need to be a country that is accepting and open and honest, and people's mental health problems should be addressed in private, not through government service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has a mental health problem, in my opinion. And it's probably from a bad marriage or other abuses she may have suffered in her life. But those are her problems. I am all for addressing mental health. I am not for them being public policies. Your projection of your hatred. I am not for oppressing people or causing violence in this country because of people's own problems. And it always seems to come up, and it always comes from the right. They are the least self-aware people on this planet. And when they think something works for them, they are all for it. It's why, like, the only way you could get a conservative to come out in favor of gay marriage was when they find out their kids are gay. And then they all of a sudden are supporting gay marriage. Of course they do. They always did. It's ridiculous. Don't project, Marjorie. I know you're happy you're getting divorced, and you're probably getting a lot of attention from right-wing nuts in Washington, but the rest of us are happy being part of the United States of America, and we'll keep it that way. So, all right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swift Water Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. Barbara Boxer joins me on the other side of the break. I love Senator Boxer. I love having her on as a guest. She is fantastic, and you're going to enjoy the interview. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. It's all my name, right? And then I go on TV. It's Chris Hahn, and this is the Chris Hahn Show. But I had to get Christopher because there's a lot of people named Chris Hahn, and you know, I wasn't quick on the draw to get a Twitter account or an Instagram account. I mean, I had to add NY. I couldn't even get Christopher on Instagram. I'm Chris. I couldn't even get Christopher Hahn. I had to be Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram because I live in New York. So I figured, let me do Christopher Hahn NY. I probably could have. I probably should have done LI because I live on Long Island. But I did NY because, you know, I'm trying to be hip. Nobody, you know, Long Island's not hip. It's just where I live and grew up and make my life and raise my family and love, by the way. Love living on Long Island. I want to talk about the weather. So I wake up on Monday morning. I turn on WPIX here in New York, actually, because it's always on my TV when I wake up because the last thing I usually watch at the end of the day is Seinfeld reruns, even though I could watch them for free on Netflix without commercials. I watch them with commercials on Channel 11 at 11 o'clock at night. I think I've been doing this probably for 20 plus years, right? I've probably been doing it since they started running those reruns on Channel 11 in like the 90s. Because I love that show. It's a great show. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And I don't watch the whole thing usually. I'll watch the first 15 minutes. I'll laugh a little bit. And I'll go to sleep. I wake up. WPIX is on. Usually at the same time. I watch it every morning. I watch the weather on WPIX. It's almost always on when I wake up. The weatherman is talking about a heat wave hitting just south of New York. It's going to come up to D.C. And it's today here in New York. It's a little chilly. It's like 40 degrees, which is like as cold as it's been all winter here, right? We had like 2 days of like 20 degrees here in New York and everybody freaked out. But it's 40 degrees today, so it feels like crazy because it was like 70 degrees on Monday. It's 80 degrees. In South Jersey today. In South Jersey, 100 miles from here, 80 degrees. The weatherman on WPIX said, there's a 20% chance that heat wave is going to hit New York. It's going to keep going up. And that we could be in the 80s on the day that it was in the 40s here in New York. I don't know what the weather's like where you are. And I know that a lot of people in the Midwest, upper Midwest, are getting some serious extreme cold weather right now. But we've had a non-winter winter here in New York. And look, I don't like to confuse weather with climate, right? We know that La Nina is impacting our weather, which is keeping the jet stream to the north of New York. But I've had a lot of days where I've run in shorts in February, a lot more days than I'm used to having. And it is kind of intense. And I've been having this conversation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.